It's Thursday, October 1st, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christians in the Southeast Asian nation of Laos continue to face harassment from communist authorities, especially in rural areas, despite a 2019 law that is supposed to protect religious liberty. Government officials are now working with Christian groups to make sure local officials in rural areas are protecting Christians from discrimination, which has included being, quote, abused, re-educated, evicted from their villages, arrested, and jailed, end quote. Praise God! Mission Aviation Fellowship pilots delivered 2,500 Bibles to Yali tribespeople of Papua, Indonesia, formerly known for their witchcraft and cannibalism. This comes 55 years after Yali tribespeople killed the first two missionaries to reach them. Now the Yali people are willing to walk an entire day to an airstrip just to have the Word of God in their language. When posing for a picture with their new Bibles, the tribespeople turn to Psalm 119:105, which says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." Two Navy FA-18 Super Hornets aboard the USS Nimitz carried out airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Iraq last week, the first of its kind since 2018. The strike was part of Operation Inherent Resolve, a global coalition fighting against ISIS in Iraq and Syria. On Tuesday, San Francisco Mayor London Breed announced that the city would be allowing indoor dining and places of worship to reopen at 25% capacity, up to 100 people. Previously, the city allowed only one person at a time in places of worship and limited outdoor worship to 50 people. The changes come after the U.S. Justice Department sent a warning letter to Mayor Breed, describing her restrictions on worship as a draconian discrimination against religious groups. A number of Worldview in 5 Minutes listeners also emailed the mayor. Make sure to click on the live link names of politicians in our transcript at theworldview.com for your chance to call or email them to thank them for a good policy or chastise them for a bad one. As to be expected, abortion giant Planned Parenthood is opposed to President Donald Trump's nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court. Barbara Ann Luttrell, Planned Parenthood Southeast's Vice President of External Affairs, warned that 17 abortion-related cases are just one step from the Supreme Court. Luttrell fears that with Barrett on the court, the laws in those cases could be approved, banning much of abortion in numerous states. Hopefully, Luttrell's fears will come true. Proverbs 10, verse 24 says, "The fear of the wicked will come upon him, and the desire of the righteous will be granted." Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announced last week that he is lifting all coronavirus restrictions on business in the state in an effort to boost the economy. Currently, 35 states are reopened or reopening, and 15 states have paused or reversed reopening. During Tuesday's first presidential debate in Cleveland, Ohio, between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden, Trump called on states to reopen.
A lot of people, between drugs and alcohol and depression, when you start shutting it down, you take a look at what's happening at some of your Democrat-run states where they have these tough shutdowns. And I'm telling you, it's because they don't want to open it. One of them came out last week. You saw that. Oh, we're going to open up on November 9th. Why November 9th? Because it's after the election. They think they're hurting us by keeping them closed. They're hurting people. People know what to do. They can social distance. They can wash their hands. They can wear masks. They can do whatever they want. But they got to open these states up.
Proverbs 29, verse 2 says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan." And finally, on Monday, a Texas grand jury decided to take no action against Jack Wilson, who stopped a church shooting last year at West Freeway Church of Christ in Fort Worth, reports ABC News. The shooter killed two people with a shotgun, but Wilson quickly ended the attacker's life with one shot from his pistol, protecting the lives of over 250 people that day. Here's a soundbite from Jack Wilson from that ABC News story.
"I don't feel like I'm a hero. I was doing what I needed to do to protect the people of the congregation. And I, you know, in the same scenario, I would do it again.
Texas prosecutor Tim Rogers praised Wilson and said the jury made the right decision, thus bringing the review of the case to a close. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, October 1st in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.